April 19, 2023, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Jannati is the garden of man's own spiritual creation. Wakuli jannati. So the same sound that I make when I say my garden, meaning God's garden, if I say my garden of paradise, I say the same word, jannati. But when the preposition goes before garden in Arabic grammar, it changes jannatun to jannati. And the jannati is a hint that man, you're only entering your own garden. It is a garden of your own spiritual creation, Allahu Akbar. So we have been blessed not just in Ramadan. We have been blessed all along the road of our trials and tribulations, our hits and misses. With the road of our good intentions, we have been blessed. The Quran Surah 39, Ayat 5, Allah wants servants he creates. Well, then how did we get here, we may say. It said that whenever he wants one of us, he creates us. He is our creator, and I don't think that the concept is really different from the concept of Judaism or in Christianity. The Quran Surah 39, Ayat 6, three veils of darkness. The Quran Surah 39, Ayat 6, three veils of darkness. So he makes you in the womb of your mother in stages, one after another, in the veil of darkness. Three veils of darkness, pardon me. Let's get back to what we are talking about. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we came out of the triple darkness. The physical world is a womb, and we know that it is the physical world, but that blots out light. So we know that all darkness is a shadow of something physical. So we know that. All right. We come out of the physical womb, which is darkness. It is physical darkness. We come out of this, but we are the same germ that exists in its origin. But we are not permitted to know just how the womb was and just how we were formed in it. We are not permitted to know that. We are just permitted to come out of it. As we come out of it, we are permitted to gradually grow into the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of it, not to go back and see how it was made, but improve upon that which we have found. Isn't this a wonderful God? He doesn't want us backing up. It takes too long to back up in time to the beginning and spend our time looking at what was done in the beginning. He did it rightly. He did what he had to do. He did his job well. We don't have to back up in time and review what he did. that would hold us up. He wants us to take over from here and keep going. So he wants even less us see what he was doing, knowing that we are weaklings to begin with. I want to connect myself with a voice that I hear speaking behind the sunlight. I want to connect myself with a voice that I hear speaking behind the ocean waves, behind the trembling of the earth, behind the falling of rain, behind the accumulation of ice, behind the coming of winter, summer, spring, and fall. I sense that these are something speaking to me behind these things that I am aching to. With trillions and trillions and trillions of years of separation have made me dull to understand the language of my origin. So we rise above the matter with a new matter. The birth of the original man into the physical creation, and then another birth of the original man out of the physical creation tells us something. We were brought out of triple darkness. The first was darkness. The second darkness was darkness. So one of those darknesses is the material or physical creation. So we come in out of it. Every man is born out of this physical world, into this physical world, womb of darkness, with no knowledge of the womb. Come here, and the head is large and heavy. Sometimes it takes 2-3 months before it can lift its head up. So the physical world is a womb, and it blots out light. All darkness is the shadow of something physical. We come out of the womb with the darkness, but we are the same germ that exists in origin. But we are not permitted to know just how the womb was and how we was formed in it. So we are permitted to come out of it, then we are permitted to grow into knowledge of it, not to be go back into see how it was made, but to improve upon what we have found. So this world is akin to me. My flesh feeds upon it. My flesh is something from form of this earth. I discovered I am a creature superior to the food that I eat. I have a hunger for more than beans, rice, meat, etc. I have a hunger for connection, for reunion. I want to connect myself with a voice I hear speaking behind the sunlight, ocean, falling rain. I sense there's something speaking to me behind these things akin to me. But trillions of years of separation have made me dull to understanding the language of my origin. So we rise above the matter with new matter. We rise and we stand over common matter and walk on the earth like a ruler. He failed to come alive to his being, that he is just simply matter. He is not the creation, earth, nor subject, so not limited to creation, but created to rule, expand, extend, explore creation as a man opening up a gigantic book. The Quran, Surah 31, Ayah 28, death, resurrection as a single soul. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 6, three veiled darkness created in womb. Bukhari, page 4, 439, and page 6, 478. Muhammad cave, three squeezes. Nathaniel 13:15, tread wine press. Matthew 12:14, as Jonah in well 3 days, so Jesus earth. So as Jonah was in the fish 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. Social potential, heart of the earth, the social potential. He shall be in the social potential. He shall be in the germ or the potent germ, in the social potential. He will be dormant in the body of mankind, but when the right thing happens, in the environment, that domain life shall become restless. It is going to be bored with a state, and it's going to become active and then going to rise up from the heart of the earth. A picture of that is put practically every prophet, but we are going to look at Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon him. So Muhammad gave three squeezes, three veils of darkness. The social potential in Muhammad was oppressed. His environment oppressed his social potential, and it got so painful to him that he had to leave his environment and go to the cave in seclusion and strain to get revelation or some kind of help from whatever God was responsible for his being and the creation. And in time, he was pressed three times, right? Etelethin, three veils of darkness. He was pressed there three times. Third time, he received the light, communication. He began to read the revelation. So Jesus is a sign of God, Muhammad, clear word of God. So where was he before he received revelation? Before he began to be revealed, where was he? Understand that he was the word too, living, demonstrating, communicating clearly, rationally, to use in the world. Know by signs like Jesus, he's not the world. He's not the word communicating by signs like Jesus. He is the word communicating with clear rational language in the world. So he is the second promise of Jesus. He is the second Jesus now. Don't go and tell somebody that the imam said Muhammad is Jesus. You'll be lying and you'll be wrong. I didn't say he was Jesus. I'm talking in the language of the signs, fulfilling signs, okay? And I distinguished between him and Jesus. I just said that Jesus was the word communicating to us by sign, and Muhammad is the word communicating to us with clear rational language. So the second coming of Jesus is not the return of that Jesus. That's why it says, I go away and you see me no more. The real me, this me that you are identifying, is never coming back again. But the same that produced me is going to happen again. And nevertheless, you shall see me. Not this one, but you shall see the word in Muhammad. Yes. I heard somebody say, as plain as day, that's right. Now, I thank Allah, and I thank Allah for being put amongst you all, because if I hadn't been put amongst you all, I wouldn't have had that heavy burden on my potential. And it says, he shall come treading the wine press alone. But who provided the wine press? Somebody, praise be to Allah. So Muhammad then was in the heart of the earth, wasn't he? His social potential was suppressed, oppressed in the heart of the earth. Pressure on it made him rise up from the earth and go up into the mountain, go up into the cave in the mountain, seeking seclusion there so he could perhaps have privacy with the one that was responsible for his existence. And God came to him, yes, God came to him and began to address his needs. The Quran, Surah 31, Ayah 28, death, resurrection as a single soul. And Muhammad, in addressing his needs, he was addressing the need of all mankind on this earth. Oh, yes, he said, the life and the resurrection is as one soul, or death, pardon me, and resurrection is as one soul, nefs and wahida. So that is reported over and over again in history. But now we see it in Muhammad. His life, actually his death was his refusal to have his life and character molded by the world. Cave equals skull. And the cave means dead. The mind is dead. The mind refused to have any light of its own. The cave really is a picture of the skull. They don't want to tell you. The skull is kind of horrifying. Tell you. He went into the skull, into the human skull. But that's what the cave really means. The wise will tell you the cave is the cave of man's skull. It means that he emptied out all of his brain. So Uswa, all of the life of his own mind, he emptied it out until there was nothing left to put in casing for that light. In other words, he sacrificed himself to receive the light of God. The word of God sacrificing himself completely so that he received the light of God. And in that cave, God came to him and he created him from nothing, right? So there was nothing in the cave, not in nothing in terms of a person, nothing in terms of enlightenment. There was nothing in there of a brain that would become Muhammad's brain. There was nothing except the framework, except his uswa. His uswa is the framework. It is the container for what God is going to put into it. So God actually comes to the cave himself. You see that what we have to understand. We went up into the cave of himself and he made the cave skull empty of all of his appetites and influences and everything. And he became still, perfectly still, as a completely total dead mind or intellect. And he became non-existent, so to speak. Pleading to God, he made the best sajda. He went further than the fetus in the womb. He went back further than the dust. He became non-existent of any reality. As any reality, he was non-existent. In his straining for understanding, perception, enlightenment, guidance for the intellect, and in that empty cave, God spoke to his non-existing body. He said, "Be kum fayakum." And when he came down, the heavens was as smoke in commotion. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 6, made you from single soul. So he made them of one entity, male and female, of one entity. That means he made them human. Then he causes them to become two and mate with each other and produce many men and women. Sexism none in religious male, female, soul, same. So we are a product of Adam, something called Adam that is really naming nothing but our human, common human identity, common human constitution that we all have is called Adam. God said this to human, that's all God is saying, I made you human. Male and female. And from you came many children all around the world and populated the world. So there is no need for that sexism in Islam or in religion. We shouldn't even have the issue of sexism in religion. We shouldn't have that. It is the ignorance of leaders in the religion that letting the problem go on and on and on. The influence in religion that should explain clearly what is meant by male and female and give what God is that he has made us of one single entity. Believe me, some say, well, this man talks differently. No, listen to the thinkers now in Islam. They are talking exactly as I am talking. The thinkers in Islam talking exactly as I am, banking amongst the scholars, talking exactly as I am talking. That means that the man's soul is no different from the human soul originally. Originally, the only thing that makes his soul different is that he engages in different things in a different situation, different environmental jobs, different environmental situations for his job, for his work, etc. So his soul begins to be affected by his indulgence. What is the indulgence in? But it is the same soul God gave the female. If she takes up his practice and follow his masculine tradition and time, her soul will become just as hot as his. Her soul will be influenced by the same circumstances, by the same work field or situation. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 6, 8 heads of cattle in pairs. Isaiah, son of man, added grass. So here we have four as symbolic of what is universal. And Quran also says, and he revealed four heads of cattle in pairs, right? So you double the pairs to become eight. That's why I said it wasn't all of it. It's something else. And he revealed four heads of cattle in pairs. So we have four human universalities. Human science is different from material science. We have four for the sciences. We have the universality of human life and nature. We have the universality for the world's knowledge and nature. They are different. The human being is on a higher plane spiritually and on a higher plane mentally than the rest of creation. So he revealed eight heads of cattle in pairs. He revealed the knowledge for human edification, human science, and he revealed the knowledge for material edification, physical, chemistry, all of the things that once it means man, means that God of the creation is the God of both reality, and therefore he is the teacher for both realities. And through Muhammad, he proves that the world came into enlightenment and into progress. Seed is a dead stage. The first stage of life is roots in the earth with a little stem so they can have sunlight, freedom, and then it takes another form. It develops branches, or it turns green, and it stands up. Some will bear flowers. Some will bear seeds. Some will bear fruit. So actually, it's three stages, isn't it? Three main stages. One is anchoring into the ground. The other one is forming outside of the ground. And the last one is providing for its continuous life. So the fruit gives you something nice to taste and everything. The grass is not there to show off. It's humble. This is not vain. It's simply straight up because it's not vain. It gives you the secret of its life, not in the ground. It's right there in your eyes. It's not anchored like the apple seed, pardon me. It's not enshrouded like the apple seed. You have to bite down into the apple justifying deceit. Its life as an expression itself shows that the secrets of its origin. The earth like carpet, so it is a sign of openness, his honesty and charity. With knowledge, the knowledge of how life continues. For his of cattle in pairs, they eat grass. And if the grass is a servant of God, then the servant of God is giving up the secrets of life. Then where are they eating? They are eating knowledge. The cows are eating a particular knowledge. And those that eat that kind of knowledge, with an awareness of that, with an awareness of it, they are sacred cows. So in the intellect is a cow, and the cow chews over what it's trying to understand. Taste and digest chews on. It a lot chews, just don't pick up something and swallow. It chews on it. Lot then it's got to put it in there and let it sit there a while in a place of rest. And when the thought hits, brings it back up, chew on it some more. Now that has been in that place of rest for a while. Maybe now I can find out what this is, learn more about what this is. I have swallowed. So this is activity of the intellect. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 6, three veils of darkness. The third step stage in the development of the soul is characterized by a sex made to improve its own state of existence, to improve our state of existence, the academic, the nature to rise higher in the scale of human work. Of human worth is to fulfill the need in your life to be satisfied with yourself, to be satisfied with yourself as a creature of great worth. The demand on us for self-esteem and merit in the society of the good doer and the excellent people, we want inclusion. We want to be amongst them. We want them to accept us. And this is in all of us. All the same of us giving up, although some of us gives up too soon. Some of us never give up. We never give up trying to better our own condition and better our own mind and better our own condition so that we will be able to demand a place amongst the best people on this earth. And I believe that's what the Nation of Islam wanted for us. That we work hard, that we improve ourselves to qualify so we wouldn't have to beg somebody to accept us. But our worth would cause them to invite us amongst them, and they would be happy to include us. Thank God we have come there with the light of the Quran and the light of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his life. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third stage, ascending spirit. I repeat, the third step and stage in the development of the soul is characterized by effects made to improve our state of existence. I believe this self is the ascending self, ascending soul, or the ascending spirit. So knowledge and mercy. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7. Mercy, knowledge overreaches all things. Muslims 65:18, education seek Allah makes path easy. Al-Islam as a religion of peace in many ways. We are promoting Al-Islam if we are following and obeying our religion as we should be, and we can't do that without knowledge, brothers and sisters, Muslims, remember. That God said that the knowledgeable people who learn and then share the knowledge with others, they will be in the new world that God will create, or what they call paradise. So come, they will be in ranks next to the prophet themselves. And the same interest has been given to us in the same of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, who says, whoever goes out takes a path to seek knowledge for the benefit that it has, or that it is in it for other, have entered upon the path of God. That's a strong statement. That's a strong statement. Allah Most High God himself says to us in the Quran that everything, skies, earth, everything, including our own self, that God has incorporated, brought all this together in a harmony and a unity upon the thorough knowledge and mercy. So knowledge is pure purpose, is to bring release to the society. Now, what is all this to say to us about knowledge and mercy? You can be cruel with knowledge. With knowledge, you can do cruel things, but God didn't intend knowledge to be used that way. The knowledge is to be used to bring release to the society, to the human family. And you can be cruel with kindness, but God intended that our kindness be sincere, our kindness be unselfishness, our kindness be in accord with the will of God, who is all good and does not accept any bad or any wrong. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, surely God is good and does not accept any wrong or any bad. And to give more support to that description of God as a God of all good, God says to us in the Quran, do not put into your charity that would shame you if it was disclosed to people where you got it from. God is good and does not accept anything but good, no bad thing, no wrong thing. Al-Islam is a religion of peace. Al-Islam wants us to have as our goal on this earth community establishments. And I could be said in another way, family establishment, but it's not all personal family. It is the family God made all of us, the human family. Al-Islam wants us to have community life established for the human family, and at the same time, we are not encouraging or permitting or even to impose it upon others. God asks of us, God asks of that we be examples, that we be witnesses, witnessing what God wants according to our scripture that you received through Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, who received it from the archangel Jibril. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, Allah embraced all in mercy and knowledge. A true religious community. There are people who don't want to see the Muslim with the image or reputation for being a true, legitimate religious community. They are enemies to come amongst the Muslim community who want to keep the public thinking that we are a people belonging to some weird cult. Their intentions are not really religion. Their intentions are troublemakers. They want the public to think that Muslims are some kind of undercover gang that wear religious labels. So these people really hate the presence of any good person, and knowing that this religion sees the good side, the good nature, the good life of the human being. They work hard trying to keep Muslim minds confused. I often hear these people come up with their own saying behind a good one. The wrongdoers can't leave a good thing alone. If you say something that will establish good and influence the good, they have to come behind it with a devilish way, with a piss that suggests bad in order to kill the effects of the good. So the devil and his servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has revealed Quran. Every issue is covered. The devil and his servants would like for you to think that this religion is preached just like a beautiful story. if you enjoy it like a beautiful piece of music or a beautiful story, then you are safe. But if you take this religion seriously in all of its details, they want you to think that you are out of your mind. These are the whispers of the devil that wants us to doubt what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established. Such evil persons say, don't trust this religion all the way. Use your own intelligence. You can't tell an average person in America to use his or her own intelligence in matters of religion. They have very little ability to use their own intelligence in matters of anything. Their life is proof that they can't make proper judgment. Now, why did these people encourage others to make judgment according to what God has said? The Quran said, because your mind is terribly limited and that life is too big for you. Don't let your own mind cause you to doubt what God has said and cause you to go astray and do something different from what God has established. Follow Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Obey and believe in him. Know that your mind is terribly limited and that life is too big for you. You need the divine word of God, and you need a man that God accepted as a guide for you to follow. That man is Prophet Muhammad. We know that. The form life takes, whether it is religious, business, cultural, or political. There is a context for it. Everything must exist within some context, within some boundaries. So we don't live or think any and everywhere. All of our activities are limited to certain boundaries. So knowledge, context for everything, it is identity. So God says that he has made for everything a knowledge context to give it a boundary and to give it an identity. So when you leave that knowledge content, you come out of your boundaries and out of your identity. So unless we see and understand this, we are in the dark. So knowledge of our own situation and what is required of us in that situation, the light of for us. But without that knowledge, we are in the dark. A person may call himself a Muslim and live in a knowledge content that is not Muslim. And though he called himself a Muslim, does not make him one. There must be a knowledge content, because it is within that content that the life of the thing we identify with is protected. It is Muslim knowledge that makes a person a Muslim. So we are not supposed to have everybody in one little group under one person. In fact, you can't progress in such a situation. Any leader, imam of AMCOC, representative that will cooperate with people in keeping the Muslim confined to one place and under one leader, are enslavers or infiltrators. They are working with people who are trying to keep the little man from growing. The situation such as that is not of our religion. Al-Islam is not a religion of containment. It is not designed to hold people in a prison house within you, carried within a condition of enslavement, confinement that limits your freedom. So there is a prophet called Yusuf in the Quran and Joseph in the Bible. As a child, he was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Now, what is scripture telling us in this story of Joseph? It is saying that there is something that may prevail as a condition which amounts to enslavement or confinement. So this condition is a prison. Systems of knowledge, the Quran, Surah 1, Ayah 2, Lord of all the worlds, systems of knowledge. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah encompasses everything in knowledge. So the system of knowledge in everything that exist except Allah. Washa kuli sherlin ilmin. Washa kuli sherlin in ilmin. Everything has been encompassed in knowledge. Kuli sherlin, that means that there is no single thing in the universe that doesn't have a knowledge text. It has a knowledge text. And its knowledge text is its systems of knowledge. Yes, the knowledge text is its systems of knowledge. So the knowledge text of the human being is the science of the human being. Makeup for his human body. For a bird, it's different. For a wheat grain, it's different. For everything, it's different, right? So for every single thing, it is different. The Quran, Surah 41, Ayat 53, signs in the heaven and in yourself. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayat 89, Rachel, the recess with his knowledge. So everything has its knowledge text. And God bless science to find that knowledge text. And we say find what God says in the material side. In the material side, but they don't find what God says in to is see how God made all of that, to read something to man that he relates to his own creation and everything in the heavens and the earth. There are signs as well as in yourself. So this microphone, we know what this mic is. You have to go to the scientist who invented this, right? And the inventor will tell you how this mic operates. He will give you the science of the knowledge body for this thing we call a mic. So everything that exists has a knowledge text. That's what Allah means when he says, Washa kuli. Kuli Sherlin Ilman. And in another place he says, Ilman wa Rahma, knowledge and mercy. Why? Because when you get the knowledge, the utility that God mercy is to you. Washa Kuli Sherlin Ilman wa Rahma. The Quran Surah 12, Ayat 76. Over all is one endued with knowledge. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayat 56, those endued with knowledge. Now, Lord of the systems of knowledge, where do we go directly to see what it's addressing? The planet, the universe, the stars that make up this universe, each one is a body of knowledge and a universal system of knowledge, but each one has its own spiritual body of knowledge in the universe systems of knowledge. So if you study Mars, you get a different body of knowledge than you get out of studying of Mercury. You study Earth, you get a different body of knowledge. So each body has its own individuality in the term of its composition, its makeup, and its situation. In the universe, therefore, it has its own text. Each one has its own text, and inside the sphere of each one of these, there are many things. And even sealed things has its knowledge body and its text, systems of knowledge. God guided me to that. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, mercy, knowledge over all things. So this world that God made is bigger than us. We can't manage this big world God created without God's help. That's what God wants us to know, that this big world of sky and earth is too big for you, man, to handle by yourself. So Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, mercy, knowledge overreaches all things. Muslims 65:18, education seek Allah makes path easy. So knowledge purpose to bring relief. Now what is all this to say to us about knowledge and mercy? You can be cruel with knowledge. With knowledge, you can do cruel things. But God didn't intend knowledge to be used that way. The knowledge is to be used to bring relief to the society, to the human family. And you can be cruel with kindness, but God intended that our kindness be sincere, our kindness be unselfishness, our kindness be in accord with the will of God, who is all good and does not accept any bad or any wrong. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, surely God is good and does not accept any wrong or any bad. And to give more support to that description of God as a God of all good, God says to us in the Quran, do not put into your charity that would shame you if it was disclosed to people where you got it from. God is good and God does not accept. God is good, pardon me, God's good and does not accept good. No bad thing. No wrong thing. So Quran Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah reaches over all things in mercy and knowledge. Can you see the remembrance, the resemblance, pardon me, of Islam focus on the beginning of man and the Genesis focus on the beginning of man? So what did he say of the Khalifa? He said he is making subservient. He is making useful and making yield its usefulness. Not just useful, but it's going to yield its usefulness to make things in the sky and on earth, to yield its usefulness to the human person and will accept the responsibility that God credited the human person for that Khalifa. If we accept the responsibility that God created you for, he says that he is going to make everything you see in this world serve you, serve your mind for the benefit of your society. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. So mercy have come from knowledge and science, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, that he has extended everything so that it will have science, ilma, knowledge, and science, rahma, and mercy. The greatest mercy have come from knowledge and science. These are clothing. They are mercy, especially in Chicago in the month of December. These clothing are a mercy, but even if it was warm weather, I would wear thinner clothing. And the thin garments in the warm weather is mercy because I would like to just take off everything and be as cool as I can be. But the mercy of God, through revelation, enlightenment, divine enlightenment, has made me ashamed to just go naked when he put a monkey in clothing. Education mercy. The education, a requirement in religion. The Quran Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah reaches over all in knowledge and mercy. The Quran Surah 96, Ayah 1, read with the name of your Lord. Nesket. Page 1, 136 and 218, education obligation on every Muslim. Egyptian leader visited from the Department of Religion when I became leader. I had a visit from Egypt. He came from the government, but a religious person sent from the religious department, and first thing he said to me was, I know I am acquainted with your brother Akbar. Akbar was educated by them at Al-Azhar University, the most popular, the most famous university in the Islamic world. By popular opinion in Islamic world, he said, I know your brother Akbar, and in fact, I think I taught, pardon me, In fact, I talked to him, and we know of you, but we don't know you too well. I said, yes, that's true. He said, if we have a choice, we would like to pick the one who is educated. But if we don't have the choice, we would pick the one who is good. Yes, that's what he told me, Dr. Ibrahim from Egypt. So I'm agreeing with him. Education is the number one priority in Al-Islam. Respect for knowledge is part of the propagation of Al-Islam. So this is an important part of preaching of Al-Islam, spreading Al-Islam, to make the people aware of the importance of knowledge and to have them respect knowledge. God says to us in our holy book, and Darnell, you are Arabic too, you know Arabic too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he has tied everything together and has incorporated everything, the whole universe, upon knowledge and mercy. It means that everything has its content of knowledge and mercy. So when I am speaking using the microphone, this invention of modern science, modern technology, I'm using it to carry the voice of the PA system from the broadcast. But you can study the microphone, and it has its own knowledge. When you study the mic, you are studying the knowledge of it and the PA system, right? So that goes for anything. If it's a mosquito, it has mosquito knowledge. Judge law should have knowledge and mercy. Science will study the mosquito and give you the science of its life so you will understand how he lives, why he wants blood, and how he flies, everything. So God said to us 1,400 years ago, long before modern science and technology, God said this to us. He told us that through Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, he told all of humanity that everything is contained in the content of science, knowledge, and mercy. So that's to tell you, tell the wise. You judge, don't just go upon knowledge, but respect your human heart and know when mercy is to be ruled. So that's for everything, you know. So knowledge and mercy. So death is a mercy. So we find that even death is a mercy. Most people see death as if it's frightening to think of it and say, oh, I'm going to die and my child is going to die. Yes, we are going to die. But God has created death too as a mercy. Read with the name of your Lord. So knowledge is priority number one, priority education. Then our responsibility, and you know the first word, reveal the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him 1,400 years ago, was read. The first word of revelation to him was ikra, a read, ikra. In the Arabic Quranic term, he said to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, read in the name of your Lord who created. And you know all of that. Education first tells student God is responsible. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, knowledge, mercy overreaches all things. So before you tell a child anything about education, you should tell a child without the creation, matter, that you see the skies and the earth and our bodies and animals created by power we don't know and can't conquer. We would not have anything to teach you in this school. That's what they should tell them first. Then they would be educating children and educating people who will have it straight and who will be free to make much more of their lives than what they are making of their lives today. Because you can have a PhD, you can have many PhDs, and you can fall down to the lowest of the low. drugs, liquors, lust for the things of this world can bring that PhD down to the lowest of the low. Disappointment, something to attach herself, himself to, or she attached herself to disappoint you, disappoint you, fall down sometimes to the lowest of the low. But if they would introduce education correct, begin with God, that made the world out of which all knowledge comes. He has extended everything and encompassed everything, connected everything, pardon me. He extended everything, expand everything, and connect everything upon knowledge and mercy. Pardon me. Little pause. So what is God telling us? Has knowledge to offer you and everything created. Has a mercy to offer you. Doesn't civilization and growth of education for society bring not only knowledge but also a more compassionate world to live in, a more comfortable and a more merciful world to live in? For God has said that by way of revelation to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So knowledge, science, and mercy in the whole universe. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, Allah over all things in mercy and knowledge. So you mentioned something very important. Our whole religion is education. Not only that, the whole universe, everything in the skies and in the earth is education. So God says, Wasu as kuli, wasi, kuli sharen, rahmatin wa ilman. Once again, wasi as kuli sharen, rahmatin wa ilman. Everything that exists that God made is there to give us knowledge, science, and mercy. That's what God said. Education compulsory started with Muhammad. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, Allah reaches over all in mercy and knowledge. The Quran, Surah 96, Ayat 1, education compulsory started with Muhammad. Manual Hadith 39:15, obligation every Muslim. So God says in the Quran, Rabbana wasiyati kulli shay, Rabbana wasiyati kulli la sharin rahmatin ilman. God says in the Quran, Rabbana wasiyati kulli la sharin rahmatin wa ilman. That is, everything existed and extends itself, multiplies itself, etc., with knowledge and mercy. Everything God has created will extend to man if he obeys God, if he respects God, not only knowledge and science, but also mercy. So we know that with the Quran coming in the world, science will revive. The intellect will reawaken and science will begin to flourish again in the communities of mankind. So this is reality. This is facts of history, not a myth, not a religious claim, only but a fact of history. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this season, Elihu Bey. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Miraj Speak, for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you. To the Muslims worldwide, Ramadan Mubarak. And to our listening audience, may God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.